This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is determined to dismantle every drug cartel and protect the youth. He congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau and all agencies on busting a global drug cartel. The probe set a stellar example of multi-agency coordination, resulting in 8 arrests and seizures of 5 consignments. The move triggered crackdowns in the US and Australia against the ring that operates across 4 continents and over 10 nations. In one of the most far-reaching crackdowns against illegal pharmaceutical drug trade, the Narcotics Control Bureau has successfully dismantled a transnational drug trafficking syndicate. The Employees Provident Fund Organization Regional Office Shillong yesterday conducted an engagement session with local employers to disseminate information on the newly approved employment-linked incentive scheme. It was a move to promote formal employment and enhance social security coverage in the region. The scheme not only incentivizes employment generation, but also strengthens India's vision of inclusive growth and formalization of the workforce. With social security being a critical pillar of sustainable development, the scheme is expected to encourage more employers to register under the Employees Provident Fund Act. They are expected to offer long-term benefits to the employees, such as Provident Fund, pension and insurance coverage. The Northeastern Indira Gandhi Regional Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Shillong, has become the first public hospital in the Northeast to successfully perform endoscopic lumbar spine dissectomies using the advanced Distandao technique. The orthopedics and trauma department operated on 2 patients from Tripura and Mizoram suffering from severe lumbar disc prolapse and incapacitating sciatica. The surgeries led by Dr. Sachilang De Burma and Dr. Bhaskar Borgohain were successful and both patients are recovering well. NIGRIM's director, Professor Nalin Mehta, hailed the milestone as the beginning of a new era in minimally invasive spine surgery, reducing costs, hospital stays and enabling quicker recovery. The Meghalaya government, through the Bio Resources Development Centre, yesterday felicitated 9 traditional healers under the voluntary certification scheme for traditional community healthcare providers at the Secretariat Wellness Centre, Shillong. The event was aimed at honouring indigenous healthcare providers. Dr. Joram Beda, Commissioner and Secretary, Health Department, lauded the healers' role in grassroots medical care. Certificates and tokens of appreciation were presented with a call for integrating traditional and modern systems to ensure inclusive, culturally rooted healthcare in Meghalaya. 43 health and wellness centers from the Khasi Jaintia Hills region have been awarded National Quality Assurance Standard Certification. The Ganesh Das Hospital in Shillong received bronze certification for its operation theater and labor room. West Khasi Hills District recorded the highest with 12 wellness centers recognized. This aligns with the Union Health Ministry's goal to achieve 50% National Quality Assurance Standard Certification by December 2025. Meghalaya Joint Directorate Quality Committee, formed in 2023, is spearheading quality improvements in public health facilities. A one-day training program on Aadhaar card verification was conducted yesterday at the DRDA Conference Hall in Ampati for BSF and police personnel, Election Department enumerators and staff from the Deputy Commissioner's Office. Organized by the Southwest Garo Hills District Administration, the session aimed to address concerns over the misuse of fake Aadhaar cards for cross-border crimes and identity fraud. The training was held following a request from BSF authorities along the India-Bangladesh border. North Shillong MLA Ethelbert Nongroop yesterday launched a youth training initiative in collaboration with the Meghalaya Social Development Society to promote self-reliance and entrepreneurship. The program was aimed to equip young participants with essential skills and confidence to pursue independent livelihoods. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Nongroop highlighted limited government job opportunities and urged the youth to focus on self-sufficiency. He emphasized that real development lies in investing in human potential rather than just infrastructure. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.